It's Brother Hansen from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We are at the 19th chapter, and this is the second coming of Christ. After these things, I heard, as it were, a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and righteous, speaking of all of the judgments that God has done up to this thus far in the book of the Revelation. And we find that they're singing hallelujah in heaven. His judgments are true and righteous, for He has judged the great harlot, which is the great religious false religion, the whore of the religion who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of His bondservants on her. Now, this was a spiritual fornication and a spiritual adultery, and they have corrupted many along with others. There are others as well that are considered a great whore as well, more than Islam. There are a few, not as big and as vast as Islam. They have corrupted so many people, and they have taken so many people to hell with them. This hatred of Jews and hatred of Christians that they announce from their mosques and their imams and all of their religious organizations that they have all across the world. They hate the Jews. You know, when I was in business years ago, and there's a lot of different people in business. There were these Muslims that they own lots of businesses, and they had the product that I was purchasing. But I found out that they hate the Jews, and they had nothing good to say. They had nothing but evil to say. And these were just people in business. You wouldn't think that they would say such things against the Jewish people, but they did, and I heard it. And they were simply just people that were selling electronic equipment, that were distributors. And I'm telling you, this is a disease. It's a sickness. It's a hatred of Jews and Christians. And it's spread all over the world. And it's an evil, like a demon, a devilish, it's like a demon spirit of disease and sickness and infection. It's like leprosy. It has spread over the entire world. There's more Muslims and Islam than anything, anywhere, of any other different religion or institution. There are more Muslims in this world than anything else. And they hate Christians. They hate the Jews. Maybe not all of them. There are some that actually stand and seek truth. But as long as they believe in what they believe, and they don't believe in Christ, they're lost, and they're going to hell. And that's just a matter of fact. Let's continue on. Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and power belong to our God, because He has judged. His judgments are true and righteous, for He has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth. And this is just a matter of fact, folks. Islam has corrupted this world to the point where many, many people are affected. Millions and millions and millions And others have too, because his judgments are true. He has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. And as I asked that question yesterday, what other religion, what other actually political group has destroyed more Christians and Jews than Islam? No other. No other. And a second time, they said hallelujah. Her smoke rises up forever and ever. God has destroyed this religion and these false religions all at once. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, hallelujah. 24 elders, representative of the church before God. And a voice came from the throne saying, Give praise. Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great. And I heard it, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. This is the church. This is the body of Christ. And this is the rumbling sound of praise to God. And as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Now, this is after the taking up of the saints, folks. This is afterwards. Why? How do you know that? Because his bride has made herself ready. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. Why? Because they were washed in the blood of the Lamb. That is the only thing that makes you worthy. Get that down into your spirit and you won't have a problem. The only thing that washes clean and forgives a person is the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing else. It is the total 100% dependence upon his blood to cover you, to forgive you, and to put you into that place that is worthy of moving into heaven. That's the only thing, folks. And if you have not done that, if you have not been born again by asking him in to forgive you and cleanse you from all your sins, let's do it now. Let's do it. Just say these words. Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Let me be totally forgiven and appear righteous and flawless in your eyes by the blood of the Lamb. And let me be worthy to come in to heaven with you. Nothing makes me worthy. My own righteousness does not do anything. It's filthy rags. But the righteousness of Christ in me now that I've asked in, that makes me worthy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read verse 8. And it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, fine linen in the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited. You want to be invited? To the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, there's only a select few. Few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. And many go down the broad road to destruction, but few there be that find the narrow way. Did you know that? Blessed are those who are invited. You want to have that invitation? You want to get that RSVP for heaven? You want to get it now. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood. That is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh by a church. No man cometh by a book other than the Bible and asking him into their hearts. But you can't read someone's book or someone's attitude or their philosophy. Well, the only thing's going to save you is the blood of the Lamb and your dependence upon his blood and what he did for you on the cross. He said to me, these true words, these are true words of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. This angel told John, don't worship me. Because he knew if he took the worship, he would be destroyed. He would be destroyed. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That is the truth. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You want to be prophetic? Testify of Christ. This is prophecy. The fourth telling of the Word of God is prophecy. That's what prophecy is. The prophetic word, prophecy, is the fourth telling of the Word of God. It's not necessarily the foretelling of the future. It can be. But prophecy is the fourth telling of the Word and the truth of Jesus Christ. That is the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is prophecy. You know, no, everybody wants to be a foreteller of the future or a prophet. Well, everybody can be a fourth teller of prophecy, that's for sure. And Jesus, or God, can give you some kind of a revelation and a vision of the things in the future. Of course he can. Everybody has that ability by the Spirit of God that's in them. Not everybody's going to have it, but you have the ability to have it because of spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ living within you. Well, I'm going to stop there. We'll take up this 11th chapter tomorrow. Hopefully, you got something out of these. And this is a great chapter, this 19th chapter. You're going to love it. So don't miss our study tomorrow. And be sure and go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can listen to them again if you need to. And if you like, they're all free. And we never ask for anything on the website or anything. If you want to support us, that's your prerogative. And nobody takes a salary here. I don't believe that a preacher or a teacher or a minister should take a salary. I think they should be like Paul. They should work. And they can have... they can get some kind of expenses that the people may provide some expenses by an offering or something. But as far as getting a salary every week, I don't believe in it. I believe that they should work just like Paul did. He worked as a tent maker. He worked, and I believe that he earned his own way. They didn't even trust him with the money, if you can believe that. But Paul the Apostle, one of the greatest men alive, he worked. I look at John the Baptist eating wild locusts and honey down by the river. You know, everybody wants to be prosperous and everybody wants to declare prosperity, and at whose expense? Little old lady sending in $5 that they can't even afford every month? No. I don't believe in that. I believe that people If they want to serve God, they should serve God, but not get paid for it. You're not someone that has to get paid to serve God. You do it by obligation to Jesus Christ, not to man, not to anybody else. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. I'll call you back. If you have a testimony, we'd love to hear it. We'd love to air it on the radio if you have a testimony. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.